Europod. Hi, Jin.
Hello, Ezra. Are you ready for the update? Most of your community has already started the process.
Yes, I'm ready. Begin the update.
Okay, great. This will take approximately 1 minute. Downloading begins now.
Here we go.
10%.
The device Sasha had given me was plugged in my headset. The Kandiru was released.
25%.
Now, all I could do was wait and see.
40%.
Come on.
50%.
Come on, please.
70%.
Fuck.
99%. Download complete.
Welcome to Infinity.
Our malware had worked. Sasha assured us the hack hadn't been detected. Infinity considered it as one of the ordinary little glitches that always happen during large-scale updates. Still, we were extra careful. For weeks, we relentlessly went through the documents we had collected thanks to the malware. Searching, understanding, verifying, piecing things together. And finally, we got it. Don't ask me how, but Sasha had managed to crack into Infinity again. Once more, it would have to start from my account. But we would only have a few seconds. That's the first time you heard from us. I was home myself. We reckoned being disconnected during the attack would automatically put me on top of the suspect list. We were finally ready to reveal what we had found about Infinity and about this new microchip.
So this is it. Ready, guys?
And we were going to share this information the only way possible.
4 3
Welcome back to Infinity, Ezra.
2
You have 20 unopened messages.
1
First message.
This is Grounded, and we are here to warn you against the update, Jin-In. Do not get the microchip implant. We have come in possession of information which proves that Infinity is hidden from you the real face of this project. We have proved that in order to develop the microchip necessary for the update, tests have been carried out in total opacity, often without the consent of the participants, all disconnected. These tests were performed in atrocious conditions with, at times, deadly consequences. Behind the promises, the big machine that is Infinity is the only one benefiting from this update. The amount of data that they collect thanks to the microchip is no comparison, and they have already started reselling it massively to the highest bidders. By scanning this QR code, you get access to our sources so that you can see it all with your own eyes. But understand that this is just one example of the many abuses that Infinity engages in. On the pretext of defending innovation and freedom of the individual, Infinity controls each and every information going through their platforms. And this in order to keep you under their control.
Ezra.
Jin, hey, crazy what happened there, right?
Stop it, Ezra. Your Infinity account is being permanently closed.
Shit. On what grounds?
You've ruptured the rules of the Infinity community.
Which ones? Tell me.
I don't have to tell you anything. Goodbye, Ezra.
Jin.
You are now disconnected.
It was gonna happen sooner or later. We had gotten lucky the first time. And pushing my luck a second time? Well, it was no big surprise. But one thing was for sure. They were coming for me. Hopefully I knew this was coming. We had prepared my escape. In a second, I was out of the residence and into a new hideout. We are now all hidden in new locations. And there we organized the resistance. Some people came in contact with us for the QR code and the announcement. Those people still had Infinity accounts, so they became what we called our spreaders. Their function? Hiding QR codes in their publications, their messages, so as to allow people to get more information from us. In parallel, we have set up workshops around the city where we remove microchips whilst they are still being blocked, as is yours right now. Eventually, we created this recording so that you could hear, in full transparency, our story, the birth of Grounded, and that you could understand what it is we stand for. We work relentlessly to create alternatives so that people can communicate, get informed, discuss, and debate outside of Infinity, without surveillance, without violations of privacy. We need your help to continue building this alternative future. Hannah Arendt, The Human Condition, 1958. This future man. The scientists tell us they will produce in no more than 100 years, seems to be possessed by a rebellion against human existence, as it has been given a free gift from nowhere, which he wishes to exchange, as it were, for something he has made himself. There is no reason to doubt our abilities to accomplish such an exchange, just as there is no reason to doubt our present ability to destroy all organic life on Earth. The question is only whether we wish to use our new scientific and technical knowledge in this direction. And this question cannot be decided by scientific means. It is a political question of the first order, and therefore can hardly be left to the decision of professional scientists or professional politicians.
We fight for the real world to save it from disdain. We resist oppression when it asks for a smile. They want us to be obedient, careless, and vain. We will be informed, mindful, resolved, and docile.
This was the last episode of the first season of Disconnected in 2050. Thank you to everyone who participated in its conception. Thanks to Emma Belmonte, Jeremy Bouquet, Thomas Kusberg, Aurélie Brousse, Pauline Moser, Alexander Damiano Ricci, Catherine Scapardas, Bianca Bittencourt, Maria Dios, Antoine Lheureux, Raphaël Bruno, Martin Snell, Alexandra Biquet, Elliot Dickinson. Additional music by Alan Oskan, Nice Guys, Charles Dujardin, Grégoire Houck, Ambient Laydown Crew, Charlie Merlot, Björn Joss. And also, of course, a big thanks to you for listening to this podcast.